You're listening to special coverage from WKSU News. Good evening, I'm Andrew Meyer. Much of the attention this election season has been focused on the race for president, but voters in Summit County have a big choice to make at the local level. When they go to the polls, they'll also be choosing their next county executive. The two major party candidates met up today for their one and only face-to-face meeting in a debate sponsored by the Akron Press Club, the League of Women Voters, and the Ray C. Bliss Institute of Applied Politics at the University of Akron. The debate was moderated by Bruce Wingus, editor of the Akron Beacon Journal. The panelists were Ed Esposito, Vice President for Information Media at Rubber City Radio Group, Mark Turner, Executive News Editor at the Akron Beacon Journal, and WKSU's M.L. Schulze. A programming note, there were issues with the quality of the audio from this debate, but given this is the only debate of the campaign, WKSU felt it was important nonetheless to broadcast it. Following some technical difficulties, Bruce Wingus repeated the first question, which came from M.L. Schulze.
What is the most important responsibility of county government?
Our finances. Fiscal responsibility is critical to everything that we do with the county. The taxpayer money that you, each and every one of you, pay into the county is what enables us to keep our budget steady, to be able to monitor what we need to do, and to forecast what we anticipate will be in the future. We have a strong fiscal responsibility. We have a strong bond rating. We have weathered the storm of the recession and come out strong on the other side, even having taken major hits from the local government funds. So that is what fuels everything else that we do. It allows us to look at how we create jobs in our community, how we can keep our citizens safe, how we can keep our community stable and solid and strong as we go forward. We are just beginning the budget process now, and we anticipate that we will be able to build something that will be smart. We will make the tough decisions as we need to make them, and we will move our community forward.
45 seconds for rebuttal.
Yes, I believe the number one responsibility of the county is to keep the citizens safe. As part of doing that, we've seen the sheriff's budget reduced significantly. We've seen a wing of the jail closed. Those are items that need to be addressed immediately. As a certified public accountant, I certainly understand fiscal responsibility. I reviewed budgets. I worked with on county council assiduously to ensure that we appropriately spend our funds, but we need to make sure that the county is safe.
Next question goes to Mr. Romer.
As a follow-up to that, as CEO of county government, how would you carry out that core mission?
Well, one of the things that I've spoken extensively on is the need to reopen the closed wing of the jail. Right now, I've spoken with judges, I've spoken with police officers, I've spoken with police chiefs who have all said that's a significant issue. We've got crime that is occurring. Judges are being told that they should not sentence felons to Summit County Jail. We're housing prisoners in Geauga County right now. That would be the number one item that I would address.
Next question goes to, rebuttal for Mrs. Shapiro.
Yes, it'll take about $3.5 million to reopen the wing of the jail. There are other things to consider as we look at that. It's not just as simple as opening the wing. $3.5 million is a lot of money, and we have to determine how we best use the resources that we have. By working with Geauga County, at a cost of 10% of what it would cost us to reopen that jail, we are significantly farther ahead. The jail has been reviewed by the state and has passed all of our mandates. Is it an ideal situation? No. But as we go forward, we will look for other ways and other opportunities to be able to do what we need to do with the jail.
Okay. Next question goes to Mrs. Shapiro.
Yeah. I'm going to go off this list a little bit, if you'll pardon me, but I want to follow up on your conversations about the jail. I'm curious as to how Geauga County can do it that much cheaper than Summit County can do it, and how come we can't learn from them?
They don't have any debt on their jail. So they are able to house prisoners without that overhead cost in there. Just as simple as far as I know.
Yep. And just to clarify, the cost to reopen the jail would be about $1.6 million. I've worked with executives in the Sheriff's Department to ascertain that. The net cost, given the amount that we pay to Geauga County, the amount that we are currently paying to open a portion of that jail when needed, The net cost of that would be $700,000. The $3.5 million figure cited is the figure that is needed to bring the Sheriff's Department funding to the 2008 level. It's not the cost to reopen the jail. The Sheriff's budget is about $32 million. If you do the math, it's not going to cost 10% of the total Sheriff's budget to reopen just one wing of the jail.
Next question goes to Mr. Romer.
Actually, I'm on the list here for the next question, but I want to stay on the jail. You two obviously disagree on the numbers of what it'll take to do this. I'm curious as to how you reach different conclusions like this, seeing that both of you served on county council and have an idea as to what the numbers should be.
A few years back, there was a lawsuit that was filed.
I'm sorry, and that question goes to Mr. Roland first, and then you have 45 seconds.
Okay. What I did using, you know, public records documents, as well as talking to those in the Sheriff's Administration, we were able to ascertain the total cost. Then looking at the costs associated with Geauga County, the fact that we're still paying medical on those prisoners in Summit County, the fact that we keep a portion of the jail open to house prisoners when we need to, that additional wing, we were able to arrive at the $700,000 figure. That does not include the additional transportation costs. In the past, the Summit County Sheriff would, on a weekly basis, transport prisoners to Lucasville, to Grafton, all around the state that were moving from Summit County Jail to the state corrections facilities. We now do that three times a week. We have many additional costs associated with that. The other thing that's not factored in here are the costs to society. When you have felons that have committed felony theft or those types of things, they're not being sent to jail. It exacerbates the issues in the community.
45 seconds for rebuttal.
The number of $3.5 million was a number that has been derived from a lawsuit that was filed a few years back. And part of the settlement in that was that if we opened the pod, we would have to fully fund the jail, okay, the 50 officers. You do the rough math, through 50 officers at, let's say, $60,000 without benefits or whatever, you're well over $3 million. Having said that, some of the costs that Mr. Romer just mentioned are already existing costs for us. We pay for, is that better or worse? But we pay for medical care no matter where our folks are. And let's be clear, the judges are the ones that sentence the criminals, and they determined what the outcome of where they go.
Next question goes to Mrs. Shapiro.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm going to ask my question. How would the county government address water and sewer issues when the water and water lines are the sewer and water lines are just too old or just inadequate?
You're talking about our water lines.
Yes.
Okay. The water lines that we're responsible for are from our Department of Environmental Services. Those have been updated. We have been able to keep the cost down, open the pumps, the stations that we need, and be able to keep the cost to the residents down to a reasonable amount. Do some of our communities, are they challenged with water? Absolutely. I think you might be talking about stormwater there.
Yes.
Okay. If you're talking about stormwater, many of our communities, I'm sorry for the echo, folks. Many of our folks in our communities have already come up with their own plans. Some have already levied fees. What I'm concerned about from the county level is making sure that those communities are working together to make sure that they're not solving a problem in one area and moving the water to another area, because water goes where water goes. And we need to be sure that we are not exacerbating problems in Summit County. Together, we can develop a comprehensive plan, and I intend to lead that conversation.
Relative to the Summit County DOES, we don't have the issue of combined sewer overflow that Akron does. DOES is very well run. It's run within budget. Relative to stormwater, a significant issue. As I've traveled around the county, I've talked to over 24,000 doors, and as part of doing that, that is an issue I've seen. We've got multiple opportunities through ditch petitions that are occurring across the county, through the creation of conservancy districts, and through the development of a comprehensive plan. As Mrs. Shapiro mentioned, communities like Stowe and others do have stormwater fees that they are able to address the issues within their communities. but we need a comprehensive plan across the county.
Next question goes to Mr. Romer.
Where do you stand on whether the sales tax increase that was defeated by voters or any other tax increase should be put to voters again, and what goes into your thinking?
Okay. Relative to the proposed sales tax increase, I initially voted against it on county council. That's because there were several issues I had with it. One, it funded a downtown Akron arena, and I did not believe it was appropriate to lump that in with the 911 services, with the funding for the Sheriff's Department, with the 800 megahertz radio services. The second thing on the sales tax increase is it went in perpetuity. I said that I would not support something that went in perpetuity. When the sales tax increase was revised to remove the jail, unfortunately, much of the damage had been done, but I did support that because I believed that it was an appropriate use of taxpayer resources to fund the 800 megahertz 911 systems and the sheriff and police forces across the county. So that's what went into my thinking.
So would you support its reintroduction?
I would not at this time.
Rebuttal.
The interoperability of our 800 megahertz system and our 900, our 911 system are critically important to the safety of our community. Our communities need to be able to communicate one from another in case there's an emergency, in case there's a disaster. So that is a primary function of government. Putting that on the ballot was important to do. We had a window of opportunity through there as well to be forward thinking in how we might grow our community, grow our downtown, bring another tax base into Summit County, have built a sense of community around what kind of entertainment and opportunities we could have here. The community, we asked, as our plan, we put it out, the community chose not to support it, and we respect the decisions of the citizens of Summit County.
I'll ask the same follow-up. Would you support it in any form now?
Not at this time. We have other priorities. I certainly would not be able to, I would not go to the public again unless it was absolutely, I felt it was absolutely necessary.
Next question goes to Mrs. Shapiro.
With so much criticism of government on various spectrum today, the question is, how can county government pursue a greater use of the charter, basically the county's constitution, to solve the problems in Summit County at even the root level?
We are, I am open as your county executive to looking at how we can take the charter to the next level. I have some folks at the moment looking into what the charter might be able to do in a local level, although I'm not optimistic at this point in time, around the opiate issue. So I think that we have not leveraged what we could use it for at this point. However, we have done a pretty good job in the past. We've combined the auditor, the recorder, and the treasurer into the fiscal office. We have created an internal audit department, which really does a wonderful job of making sure everything is, if you will, up to snuff across the county and that everything is in line. We went to the ballot and we created the Office of Information Technology. These are things that some of the other 88 counties in Ohio are not able to do. So I would like to continue to look at those opportunities. Our community doesn't stay stagnant. Life changes, demands change, and I'd like to be able to continue to look at the charter and move our community forward based on what is happening at the time.
Summit County really does have a unique opportunity of being one of the only two charter governments in Ohio. One of the things that I have done is I have looked to what our neighbors to the north have done periodically with Cuyahoga County. One of the proposals that they are currently examining is possibly taking the Summit County, or in that case, the Cuyahoga County Clerk of Courts, and splitting the operations between the fiscal office and between the Common Pleas Courts. There's definite overlap between those responsibilities. There is an opportunity to save funds, and that would be one of the ways that we could utilize the charter to save additional dollars for the taxpayers in Summit County.
Next question goes to Mr. Romer.
Follow up on what you just said. So you opened the door here talking about consolidating elected offices. Wouldn't the county be more agile and responsive if you actually dumped elective offices and had fewer but more appointed by the county executive directly, so you didn't have the creation of fiefdoms within political considerations made?
I understand the concept of the question. It's been asked multiple times, would I support an appointed engineer? And that I've consistently said I wouldn't, because I believe that that position needs to be responsible given its overall impact across the county. The functions of the Summit County Clerk of Courts are much more perfunctory. You're moving data, you're collecting fees. So in that case, I would support the idea of having an appointed position there, essentially with those functions going to either the Common Pleas Court or to the fiscal office, depending on the type of function that's being offered.
Rebuttal?
I had the privilege of meeting with our Cuyahoga County executive about a week and a half ago. And there are pluses and minuses to any system you have, I think, but logically and from a community basis, looking at what, at the time, what makes the most sense. Looking at, as I said before, consolidating three offices into one made a lot of sense. Creating the internal made a lot of sense. So I am open to continuously looking at that and deciding, rather than putting a blanket answer out and saying all things in consolidation are good, I think there are windows of opportunity and we have to work on those windows of opportunity.
Next question goes to Mrs. Shapiro.
So to continue the follow-up over personnel and jobs people have, would you be in favor of more jobs in county government, regardless of whether it's elective or appointed officials running those departments, being civil service?
You put that last hook in the end, didn't you? I would be in favor of having employment in the condition and the current under the current conditions, which are not civil service at the county. That makes sense where we need to augment the services that we're now providing or that we need to provide in the future. So if we need somebody that we're going to look at economic development, if we need to augment and put some different things in there, I am open to that. But changing the entire structure of that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. We have a whole lot of really good people working at the county. I want to be able to maximize that and bring in additional talent as it's needed to be able to take us forward, because we have to build a community not just for today, but for 5, 10, 15 years from now, and I need the flexibility to be able to do that.
Rebuttal, please.
Summit County is...
Well, now your turn.
Summit County's done an excellent job of reducing employment as we've seen reduction in tax revenues. One of the things that I've proposed is that there would be a one-year cooling off period for those that are currently elected officials that want to move to be appointed officials. Given that, I believe that that is something that would move the county forward. Relative to the issue of, you know, civil service, I don't see that that specifically would be an advantage given what we're doing here in the county.
Next question goes to Mr. Romer.
The ribbon.
I'll repeat the question if we need to, Mark.
The Blue Ribbon Task Force, put together by Akron Mayor Dan Horrigan, recommended a downtown first strategy for economic development. Should that be a shared goal for the county? Look at downtown to spur local and regional economy.
The question is, should it be a shared city-county downtown development plan?
That's yes. It's really ironic you asked that question. In preparation for this, just this morning, I read through the Blue Ribbon Report and noticed that. Akron is the engine that drives the county, but you need the entire county to be successful. A lot of the development that's occurring now is in Hudson, it's in Bath, it's in outlying communities. So there has to be a two-pronged approach. Downtown Akron is immensely important, but so is the rest of the county.
Rebuttal.
Downtown Akron is a key component. I don't know if any of you went to the marathon, but when I stood on the street and I looked down at 13,000 runners eating in those restaurants, standing on those street corners, passing water bottles out, that's driving, and I'm sure those people came in from Green and Hudson and 45 different other states across the U.S. So it is the heartbeat that keeps Lifeline going. When you go, and which I have, work, you see what's happening at the city of Akron, and then you go to Green, sometimes you think you're almost in a different country. We as county, as the county executive, I have to make sure that all of those counties, that we are working collaboratively across geographic and political boundaries to move those forward.
Next question goes to Mrs. Shapiro.
In recent years, the county has faced escalating costs in providing legal representation for indigent defendants, especially in capital cases. Should the county go exclusively to a public defender system, and why or why not?
I can't answer. That is something that I'm taking under consideration. That's been a long time conversation here in Summit County, and we are just in the process now of gathering the data because we want to make intelligent decisions. Changing something just to change it doesn't make any sense. So once we get the data together, that's something that I believe, if it's appropriate, that the next Charter Review Commission might take into consideration. Perhaps not. We have to see what the economics of that is and what it really means as in terms of delivering services. You are absolutely right. Our Indigent Defense Fund has been blown out of proportion, not just for the capital cases, but in regards to the opiate problem as well.
Rebuttal.
I tend to look at things from two perspectives. One is, does that provide the best service for the citizens? And secondly, does it make financial sense? In the case that we've discussed here, I don't know the answer to that, to be quite frank. We would have to make that determination. One of the things we've seen is that the costs associated with legal defense tend to fluctuate with the types of cases. 2 years ago, we had a tremendous number of capital cases. This last year, fewer. So we've seen reductions in cost, but that's something that would be considered.
Next question goes to Mr. Romer.
First things, personally, thank you for your patience and your professionalism in answering these questions with feedback going. I'm sure everybody in the audience, it drives them crazy too. What are the three most important priorities that the county can do when it comes to growing the economy and growing jobs?
I had an opportunity to meet with a small business owner just 2 days ago. It's a gentleman that is working very hard to drive jobs in the county. Things he told me were really revealing. As a certified public accountant, I was director of sales for Ameritech, now AT&T. I talked to business owners on a daily basis. One of the things I heard is that it's difficult sometimes to deal with the county. I've proposed, especially from a small business perspective, adding a small business ombudsman. That's a person that would help small business navigate the myriad of regulations and permits that are needed. It's those types of things that will generate additional jobs. Second thing I was told is that we need the county to get out of our way sometimes, and really not just the county. He offered me an example of having to spend $50,000 for cosmetic sealing of a driveway that didn't generate jobs, didn't provide any additional services. He said, we need to be smart in our enforcement of those types of things. And the third thing is, we need to offer tax incentives where appropriate. It doesn't have to be on a universal basis, but where there's a significant number of jobs that would be generated, would be retained, we need to offer tax incentives.
Rebuttal.
I've been a small business owner, so I understand what it takes to break down the boxes and stock the shelves and meet a payroll. I've also been the corporate executive of First Merit when it was a $10 billion corporation, working with businesses not only in Summit County, but across all Northeast Ohio. So, and for those of you that know me, you know that I work on economic development and with small and medium-sized businesses all the time. We have resources here in the county, and we'll be taking a look at how we can retool, restructure, and re-innovate the offerings that we have here in Summit County and how we operate. We've done a good job. The county itself can be more proactive, and I intend to do that on day one.
Next question goes to Mrs. Shapiro.
Summit County has the highest rate of infant mortality in the state, around 14 deaths per 1,000 births. Initiatives have been launched to address the problem. Should the county have a more precise goal about what they want to do to lower that rate for the county? And what sources could you bring to bear to mobilize to reach that goal?
The answer to that is yes. I think that if once most of us, once we establish a goal, a targeted goal, we work towards that goal. It will take realigning the resources that are here in Summit County. Everybody knows that this is a critical problem. We need healthcare aligned. We need medical, mental health issues aligned. We need finances aligned to be able to identify, let's say, the top three. I just picked that. The top three pressure points in what we have built so far, and put in not only a short-term plan, but a long-term strategic plan, because these children, that not only the ones that we lose, but the ones that are raised, they need a future, and we need to be able to build the systems here in Summit County that we have. We're not going to get outside help financially, so we have to look at what's here and build upon what's here, and I plan to continue that. We've initiated change direction, which has a component of that for younger children, but it really, really sets with the medical part of our community and aligning the proper health, nutrition, and education that the families need in order to raise healthy children and deliver and then be able to care for them in a healthy manner once they're born.
Russ Pry announced a process, and I believe Summit County can facilitate that. When you look at the faith-based community, when you look at the mental health community, and the medical community across Summit County, what Summit County as an executive could do is facilitate that process to bring those people together to come up with the best ideas, the best opportunities, and the best solutions to rectify that problem.
Next question goes to Mr. Romer.
The county has combined building and health departments with the city. What other opportunities do you see for the county to achieve such consolidation? And should the sheriff provide law enforcement to more communities?
Well, I'll address the second part first, relative to the sheriff providing law enforcement. That is up to each of the individual communities. I spent time in Northfield Center, I've spent time in Green, communities, Twinsburg Township, among others, Coventry Township, where the sheriff does provide those services. The sheriff does an outstanding job, but it's up to the local communities to do those types of things. Relative to the county has done an outstanding job of working with Akron, Cuyahoga Falls, and other communities relative to the building issues. We've also looked at doing some things relative, as an example, the county currently offers communities the opportunity to purchase their medical insurance at the better rates that the county receives. So all of those types of things are very positive. And relative to the idea of health departments, again, a very positive approach.
What other opportunities do you see beyond the ones that have been done already?
One of the things that I've looked at, but I have to say very briefly, is the idea that right now with our medical examiner, with the heroin issue, with the opioid issue that we've all discussed, there's a very significant issues there. We do have the BCI Bureau of Criminal Investigations in Richfield. There may be some opportunities with ourselves in Cuyahoga County to utilize a more comprehensive approach relative to the medical examiner's office.
The consolidations that we have taken on have been done with forethought. In looking at what else we can do, we have built a technology platform that we hope that will be, well, I shouldn't say we hope, that we will offer to our communities as a whole. So some of the backroom functions like accounting, payroll, pick one, that can be used in a central resource on an IT platform to reduce costs again all across the county make a lot of sense. So we will continue to look at opportunities. That's just one that pops to top of mind.
Next question goes to Mrs. Shapiro.
So asking this question as a resident of Northern Summit County, you addressed IT, other departments, also police and sheriff. What about fire departments? Because I gotta tell you, as a taxpayer up in Sagamore Hills, watching the fight between Northfield Center, Macedonia, and Sagamore Hills over who's going to put a fire out my house has been brutal. And I don't understand why these communities can't get their stuff together.
Each community has its own leadership and has its own philosophies on that. I believe that we've seen over the last, I'd say, 10 years going through the recession, some willingness on these communities to be more collaborative, but they make their own decisions. We would like to see and do believe that there are ways to get economies of scale and have people and residents comfortable that they know who's going to show up in those areas. And in some of our communities, that exists now. They cover for one another. But in terms of actually making those decisions, those are local decisions. I would use my influence as county executive to bring those conversations to the table. Sometimes when they get to see what the economics are and perhaps some of the behaviors behind that, we get a better result when we can actually sit down at the table and honestly confront what's going on.
But what kind of powers does the county executive have to bring children to the table without promising everybody gets a cookie?
Well, I have quite a number of good relationships all across the county, and I have had good fortune to be able to bring people to the table and have those conversations that are open and honest and direct and have people walk away at least beginning to think about that. So we don't have a direct power. What we have is influence and being able to talk to people without promising anything, Ed, but being able to talk to them about what's best for their community, how they can best serve their constituents, and how they can save money, starts to get people thinking on the right path.
Rebuttal, please.
Relative to that specific situation, one of the commitments I made is that I'd go to all 31 communities every year. I happened to be in Northfield Center the night that Macedonia made their proposal. That actually, the situation, it was hard to get to what we have finally achieved, but that situation is saving the taxpayers in Northern Summit County money. You have Macedonia that's providing fire service and EMS service to both Northfield Center and to Sagamore Hills, and they're doing it more cheaply than they had when you had the combined fire districts in those two communities. As county executive, I would facilitate those types of discussions. I've worked very hard over the last 8 years to build relationships across Summit County. So when I'm in Clinton or when I'm in Reminderville, I make sure that I know the issues that are being faced there. I happen to actually
be at
Sagamore Hills when they opened their fire station.
Tom, please. Next question goes to Mr. Romer, and we have two microphones, candidates. Thank you. No, we don't have two microphones. But Bill,
I'm working. We're good.
Given the fact that Summit County is losing population, what could you do to keep more people in the county? And what would you do?
Well, actually, Summit County is basically retaining what we have. We have about 542,000 people in Summit County. I think the last census was 541,000. What we've seen, though, is we've seen a shift in population, particularly to northern Summit County and to Green. One of the things we need to do is make sure that there are excellent, high-paying jobs in Summit County so that the people in Summit County can stay here. They're not moving to North Carolina. They're not moving to Texas or those types of things. So we need to make sure that we have jobs. We need to make sure we have infrastructure. We need to make sure that we have the parks and those amenities that are supported by the taxpayers, but at the same time provide outstanding services to the residents. So it's really a multifaceted approach.
Rebuttal.
The process of high-paying jobs and building businesses in our community is ongoing. This is not a static thing, it is fluid, and we need to continue to work on that. But additionally, Summit County is a welcoming county, as is the city of Akron. And if any of you were at the welcoming summit yesterday, and you were able to see the people who came from across the world and have lived here and are building businesses and sending their kids to school, we have an opportunity to enhance that and be inclusive in our community and build a strong, long-term fabric. All of our ancestors came from somewhere. Welcoming these folks, because that is a growing population in Summit County. They tend to, right now, North Hill is a growing area, but these folks live throughout the county.
Next question goes to Mrs. Shapiro.
In recent memory, the county has been the bailout for the city, the 911 system, for example. Exactly what role should the county play with its largest city?
I'm going to go back to financial responsibility. Okay, it is our responsibility first and foremost to make sure that the county of Summit is stable and financially sound. Every opportunity that we get to work with the city of Akron or any other community in Summit County that makes good, reasonable, responsible decisions from a financial standpoint and helps those communities to grow and meet the needs of their constituents, Summit County, as executive, I will take a look at. But be aware that we won't do every deal. We will do the deals that make sense for most of us, and if anybody doubts that, you can ask the city of Akron.
Rebuttal, please.
Summit County is first responsible to Summit County residents across the county. Having said that, with Akron being the major driver, Summit County has worked very closely with Akron relative to some of the consolidations we've already discussed. I don't believe that the term bailout would be correct for the county to bail out the city. Instead, I believe that there needs to be a cooperative relationship, the ability to identify best practices between the county and the city. That's one of the reasons I reviewed the Blue Panel report just this morning, to make sure that I knew the issues that had been identified that would benefit Akron and those that have impact on Summit County.
Next question goes to Mr. Roman.
I'll follow up on that report. Is there something that jumps out at you in that report that says this is absolutely the ideal for the county and the city to work on together?
I think one of the things we looked at is additional development in downtown Akron, because if downtown Akron is vibrant, is alive, then you have additional people that want to be in Summit County, getting back to Mr. Turner's question. So the county and the city working together to make sure that downtown Akron is the epicenter of entertainment, the epicenter of work, is very important.
For me, having been a part of having these conversations with the city of Akron and the Blue Ribbon Panel folks, it is about creating jobs and opportunities within the city limits. It's about building housing that we can figure out a way, perhaps through our land bank, that we will be able, where we've taken down 1,100 houses across Summit County, that we may be better able to assist not only in the downtown area but in the neighborhoods. It's about creating an environment where people feel safe. And so we will continue to work together with the city. They are, as I said before, the heartbeat of the county. And we look forward to a long and prosperous relationship with the city of Akron and the other 30 entities in Summit County.
Next question goes to Mr. Shapiro.
Following up on use of the land bank in particular, has that program worked? Has it been efficient? And should it be more aggressive?
Yes, yes, and yes. Okay. When we first took on the land bank, we did an assessment of Cross Summit County of what needed to be done. We were proactive, along with our fiscal officer, Kristen Scalise, to be able to build the land bank. I am the vice chair of that and have been on the ground floor. We have taken down, as I said, 1,100 homes. We have side lot programs now. So there's a home that's taken down here and a vacant one on this side and a vacant one on that side. The residents on either side are able to take that over, and we're seeing gardens come in and swing sets going up and property that's available to get back into the tax base. We are also looking at potential investments. We've just taken on the first one where we're actually taking in a house and rehabbing it to put it back on the market at an equitable price where people can do that, so we can be of more assistance to the community in building new housing or rehabbing housing. We would like, of course, for the state to offer more money on the rehab side of it. Right now, it's a lot on demolition and not on rehab, and we'd like to see the state come more forward with dollars that will enable us to not have to take down some of these houses. But it has been a very successful program. Thank you. It has been a very successful program, and we intend to look at all the opportunities. Cuyahoga County operates on a totally different basis. They have a land bank up there where they actually take it in and bank it. We have an end user through the communities, through the nonprofits, through the faith-based. They tell us what they want from their communities. They make the decision. We take it in. We put it back out without liens or taxes.
Rebuttal, please.
I've been a supporter of the land bank even before I was in public office. I had an opportunity to meet with Jim Rokakis to develop and review the process. One of the things I think relative to what the land bank could do even better, I've looked at the opportunities we have relative to using the land that is identified for redevelopment, but not just for redevelopment for housing, but redevelopment for businesses. There may be some opportunities for the land bank to take on larger properties, to work with the city of Akron or whatever community it might happen to be in, and use those for redevelopment so we can do additional commercial development also in Summit County.
Next question goes to Mr. Romer.
What can the county and the county executive do to deal with the heroin crisis?
As I've traveled around the county, that's an issue that I've heard consistently. It's a tremendously deleterious issue in the county. I've unfortunately, as a teacher, as a tutor, as a coach, been at multiple funerals of boys that I've coached and taught who have passed away. It's really a multifaceted approach. The first thing is education. Serving on the Summit County Educational Services Board of Governors, we've talked about education at an even younger level to make younger children aware of the negative impacts. The second thing we've talked about, we've mentioned it multiple times, is the issue of increased police enforcement, making sure that our community is safe, staffing the jail appropriately so that felons are in jail and not on the streets. The third thing is treatment. I've talked to Jerry Craig extensively, and as part of that, we see a need for greater detox beds, and we see additional needs. So it's really a multifaceted approach. There's no one solution to this, but there's multiple solutions that will definitely ameliorate the problem.
Well, let's be clear. Addiction is not a crime. It is a disease, and we need to treat it as a disease. Having said that, there is the governor has been asked to declare a health emergency that has not been forthcoming, so we are taking it upon ourselves here in Summit County to realign resources. The ADM board, Jerry Craig, are doing a marvelous job. They are taking over $3 million out of their rainy day fund to realign sources for more beds, for more treatment. And our change direction is working on education. So we are trying to look at the two or three places that we have blocks where we're having problems and seeing if we can alleviate that. I've also reached out to Cuyahoga and Stark County to work with them as well.
And the audience, please hold your applause till the end, if you would. Next question goes to Mrs. Shapiro.
You mentioned the need for more beds. Both of you have mentioned the need for more beds. Beyond just immediate detox beds, there's a lot of attention that's been brought, at least with research, on the need for longer-term care for addicts. What possibilities do you see? What strong possibilities do you see Summit County adopting to address that?
Well, I really have to look at the health professionals on that to tell you what kinds of things are needed for those treatments. But we do have, within our county, we have space available. And depending on what kind of treatment, because we're limited on the beds by how many folks we can have in those treatment centers, so we would be looking, depending on what it is, we have facilities that we might be able to make available to be able to have that longer-term treatment. But there's also housing that goes along with that, because these folks come out of this and they can't go back. The chances of them going back into the same communities and changing the outcome for them long-term is very limited. So we have to create an environment that is really has some role models, that has some coaching, that has some connections in it beyond just treating them and letting them go back on the streets, back to the environments that they have. So perhaps developing job opportunities for these folks, because it's hard for them to get jobs for a variety of reasons after they've gone through this process. So looking at the things that they need in a holistic way, long term, and then deciding what kind of resources, perhaps through our Jobs and Family Service or some other vehicle, that we could bring to bear to help those folks.
Rebuttal, please.
Relative to that issue, we do have multiple opportunities across Summit County. One is IBH, Interval Behavioral Health, in Green. We've got opportunities to place folks there. It is definitely a long-term problem. Just having detox beds does not cure the problem, as you mentioned. We need really a longer, comprehensive approach. And it's within Summit County. I know Senator Portman has passed comprehensive heroin legislation at the national level. It's using some of those CARA funds additionally to provide additional treatment.
Next question goes to Mr. Romer.
Staying on the issue of dealing with the heroin epidemic, the medical examiner's office reports to the county executive, and there's clearly stress on that office, being able to handle the demand. What can the executive do to help the medical examiner beyond just writing more checks?
Well, one of the things we need to do is potentially look at best practices across the state. As I had mentioned earlier, I'm in the preliminary analysis of looking at if Summit County, Cuyahoga County, and BCI could utilize the BCI facilities, Bureau of Criminal Investigation facilities, in Richfield that would provide potentially cost savings, but definitely also improve the opportunities for the medical examiner.
I'm sorry, this is a rebuttal, right?
Yes.
Okay. Due to the increased caseloads of what we're seeing. And one day, I believe we had 17 deaths coming through there. There is a staffing issue over at the coroner's, the medical examiner's office. They are doing their best. We have brought in, they have brought in, I should say, another facility to be able to house those folks, or those bodies, I should say. But we are down one coroner, one medical examiner, that work, somebody that works for the medical examiner, I'm not sure of the title. And we are doing a national search now because these folks are in such demand across the country, they are hard to find and even harder to recruit. So we are working diligently on it. She is being doing a wonderful job, she and her team, and moving, asking for help from other communities at this time.
Next question goes to Mrs. Shapiro.
Do you ever foresee a time in the future when Akron and Summit County governments could merge?
You know, a few years back, I put together a task force. And one of the things that we looked at the time was exactly that, because there are other communities that have. And as we delved into it, we talked to these communities and we understand, pick your poison. You got one way, and you've got some pluses on one side, and one, you've got some minuses on the other, and vice versa. The structure that we have here in Summit County has been working for us. We have a strong, stable community. Russ Pry, under his leadership, has taken our county to a new level. I am proud to have been a part of that administration, a part of working through that. And I don't see at this point in time to be able to do that. In other communities where they have consolidated, other problems have come up from that consolidation. It would also only solve the issue of one community. We would still have 30 others that we would have to deal with. So the role of the county is facilitative in trying to bring those folks together. If we're going to go that way, we would certainly like all of the communities to have that opportunity so that we could be, if you will, collaborative and all understand what the future holds and how we would work together to build the future for our children in Summit County.
Rebuttal, please.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Do you foresee a time in the future when Summit County and Akron could merge?
I really do not see that. I don't see the opportunities for a county to merge with a city. I do see, as we've talked about extensively, the ability to work between the entities to provide shared services. Relative to mergers, Summit County does have 31 communities. I would support and facilitate if those individual communities would look at merging between townships and villages, those types of things like happened in Hudson Township, when Hudson Township merged with Hudson. So those types of things are opportunities. I would not see that at the county level with Akron.
Next question goes to Mr. Romer.
What single thing can the state do that would most help Summit County?
It's easy to say that, you know, money is needed. You know, we have seen cuts in the local government funds. But one of the other things that I've heard is that there's significant numbers of unfunded mandates. And given those unfunded mandates, as I've talked to those in the court system, as I've talked to those across Summit County, each of these individual communities, I've heard that we're being told to do, you know, more with less, but at the same time, we also have unfunded mandates. If we looked at that process relative to making sure that if there are mandates that come down from the state, that there's funding associated with that, that's something that would definitely benefit Summit County.
Can you suggest any unfunded mandates that you think could be, just a couple examples of ones that you think could be set aside?
Well, we've heard of relative, as I've talked to judges, we've heard relative to sentencing requirements and those things like that, where there's mandatory sentencing. We don't have flexibility on those types of things. Summit County is having to pay for jail space that we really don't have. It's those types of things. Also, if you look across at regulations that have been implemented, it increases costs for communities, and at the same time, we don't have the funding within Summit County.
Rebuttal, please.
The slashing of our local government funds has taken away our ability to do some of the things that you're suggesting, funding that come down from the state. This administration has not been friendly on that issue. And so we here at Summit County have taken the responsibility on ourselves. We push at the state. We have some really good representation at the state level. Unfortunately, we do not have enough folks down there that really understand what the decisions they make upstream cause downstream. So for me, I want every bit of help I can get, but I believe we here in Summit County have to control our own destiny, and that's the approach I'm going to take here in Summit County.
Next question goes to Mrs. Shapiro.
So since we're at the downstream end of the salmon run, what taxes and fees do you look at to raise, or do you keep hands off any taxes and fees to make up for a lack of state help?
We've done an excellent job of managing through through our recession and through the cuts. So we don't, and we haven't raised fees significantly in any way. We haven't put new taxes on. We will continue to work down that avenue. We are, as I said before, economically stable and strong, and it will be my administration will keep that up. Having said that, I would like to look for new alternative streams that perhaps we haven't looked at the county. So let me just give you an example. Every time somebody would come in front of county council and they, for their budget, I would say to them, and what are you going to do to bring in new dollars? So Danny Horrigan, who is now our mayor of City of Akron, and I said, it can't hurt local business. He came up with the idea of offering passports through the clerk's office. Raised $250,000 a year annually. Those are the kinds of things that I would look towards first before we went to the public for any of the other kinds of things. There may be some building things and things that are necessary to assign to that, you know, the tasks of that, but by and large, we're going to be looking as best we can for outside revenue sources that we haven't tapped before.
Rebuttal, please.
As I'd said previously, I would not support an increase in the sales tax, but one area that we're lucky is that the primary funder of the general fund is sales tax in Summit County. As purchases grow, Summit County does recognize additional revenue that way. We do have a balanced budget. Looking at five-year projections, we believe it'll be balanced over the next 5 years, and that does not necessitate the need for additional fees or taxes during that time.
This looks like it will be our last question, then we'll go to the other part of the debate. It goes to Mr. Romer.
What in your experience demonstrates your ability to do this job better than your opponent?
Over my time in public service, I've worked really hard. I've been fortunate enough to be able to give back to the community. I've worked diligently. I have never missed a meeting of Summit County Council or the Summit County ESC. I've made sure that I traveled around the county to listen to the issues of the residents, the business owners, and the elected officials. As a certified public accountant, I have an MBA from Case Western Reserve, I've got the education to do that. I was director of sales for Ameritech AT&T. I had a $250 million budget that I was able to successfully manage. I was able to retire early and dedicated my life to giving back to the community for the last 15 years. I believe based upon that, I have the vision, I have the inner work standards, I have the ability to serve Summit County very effectively.
Rebuttal.
Are you asking me the same question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I believe that I am uniquely qualified. I have spent almost 10 years working as an elected official in Summit County, but working with all of the communities in Summit County for a lot longer than that. I've been an executive at the table of a $10 billion corporation, as I mentioned. I've been a small business owner. I have unique public-private relationships and have worked in both sectors. So I have a vision to move Summit County forward in a way that will build those jobs, that will create the education for our kids, that will keep our community safe and strong. And so I would appreciate your support in doing that.
Now we come to the part of the debate where each candidate gets to ask the other candidate a question, keeping the same order that we had. We'll start with you.
Bill, you were on council with us for 4 years, and during that four-year period, we must have passed upwards of 2,500 pieces of legislation. Yet during that time, talking about your qualifications, during that time, you only sponsored personally one piece of legislation. And that was some biodegradable motor oil for weed whackers and things like that. Can you explain how that speaks to the responsibility that you have and would have in what you've done in your history with the county? I'm sorry.
Certainly. The way legislation is done in Summit County is legislation comes from the executive's office. There's many recent examples of legislation that is then given to Democratic county council members to sponsor. We don't have the opportunity as council members, and in fact, the piece that I did introduce was voted down just because I was a Republican. If you look at the things that I did on Summit County Council, I proposed fair, impartial Summit County Council districts across the county. That was, of course, voted down 9-2. I proposed that we meet at 7 o'clock, not at 4 o'clock, to make it more convenient for the citizens of Summit County to view what we are doing. I proposed that we would have televised county council meetings. All of those types of things were rejected because it unfortunately, very frankly, is partisan. I did vote about 98% of the time in conjunction with the rest of Summit County Council because on those financial issues, on those economic issues, on those issues that affected safety and the citizens of Summit County, it's not about Republicans or Democrats. It's about the ability to serve the public, and I believe I did that very well. Okay, Mrs. Shapiro, in reviewing your personal financial disclosures, it shows that you are a half owner of Akron Specialty Advertising Products. Your campaign has also purchased $16,000 worth of services and products from your own company. Do you have a legal opinion that states that that is legal given the fact that it's not conversion of campaign funds to private funds?
I do not have a written document, but I do believe and have been instructed that it's completely legal and would never do anything that I would intentionally or willfully know was inappropriate.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
Okay. Now we come to the closing statements. Each candidate has 90 seconds to make a closing statement. Again, keeping the order that we've had in the debate, we'll start with you.
We talked about a lot of things today. Really, what I want to talk about is the future of Summit County. I've lived here 39 years, and I have seen this community go through a lot. I've seen it have its ups. I've seen it have its downs. My background and what I bring to the table brings a comprehensive view of not only the city of Akron, but the community as a whole. My heart share is in making a future here, one that is solid, that is economically stable, that is safe, that creates jobs and opportunities and economic advancement for all the people that live here in Summit County. For those of you that know me, you know that I have spent the bulk of my time doing that. I have worked closely with Russ, and he and I are philosophically aligned. So the work that he was able to start and do here in Summit County, I am uniquely positioned to carry forward. And that is my pledge to you, and I do ask for your support and hope that you will consider that.
First off, I'd like to thank the League of Women Voters, the Bliss Institute, our timekeepers, our moderators, and the hundreds of people that are here when they could be outside on such a nice day. I love Summit County. I made a decision 26 years ago to move to Summit County to raise my family here. My family has had a family farm here for the last 85 years. We are, however, at a crossroads. We are in the process of migrating to a technology-based, a service-based industry county. I believe I can lead us in doing that. I've got the expertise, I've got the background, I have the personal drive, I have the commitment to make Summit County great, to keep Summit County great, and I would very much appreciate your consideration.
This concludes our debate. Thank you, candidates. Thank you, journalists. Thank you, audience.
You've been listening to a debate between Democrat Eileen Shapiro and Republican Bill Romer, candidates for Summit County Executive. The debate, sponsored by the Akron Press Club, the League of Women Voters, and the Ray C. Bliss Institute of Applied Politics, took place earlier today at Quaker Station in Akron. Stay tuned to WKSU this evening. Tonight is the final presidential debate between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton. We'll have complete coverage and analysis from NPR beginning at 9 o'clock. NPR will also be fact-checking the debate as it happens. You can find that live blog at WKSU.org. Coming up next, we'll have a live national call-in show for you to share your own thoughts about the presidential campaign ahead of the final debate. Stay with us. These are the WKSU stations, broadcasting in HD and serving the region from 89.7 WKSU Kent, 89.3 WKRW Worcester, 91.5 WKRJ New Philadelphia, 89.1 WKSV Thompson, and 90.7 WNRK Norwalk, a service of Kent State University, online at WKSU.org. It's 8 o'clock.